when Hazrat Ubadah radiallahu anhu confirms that once we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked if there was any stranger, any non-Muslim in the gathering, we submitted that there was none. He then had the door closed and asked us to raise our hands and recite, La ilaha illallah. We raised our hands for some time and recited the kalima. Then he exclaimed, La ilaha illallah, and said, O Allah, you have sent me with this kalima. You have promised Jannah for those who profess it, and your promise never remains unfulfilled. Then he turned to us and said, Be happy, abshir, glad tidings. Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with His forgiveness. There are other ahadith that show that when a person recites La ilaha illallah, then Allah Ta'ala also forgives his sins. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to recite this kalima abundantly and especially in this month of Ramadan. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم